Welcome to Player Pass, your weekly Xbox Game Pass podcast. I'm your host, Daniel Fouché, and along with me is my co-host, Justin Summers. We're here to let you know what games you should be playing on Game Pass this week. This is episode 24. This is the week of E3. How you doing, Tank?
Oh, doing good, man. Like you said, it's the week of E3. It was a huge week for Xbox in general. I think it was a lot of stuff people were expecting, some stuff people weren't. So I'm ready to kind of dive into what all we got going on this week.
So yeah, it's a huge week. So like normally we get into news and stuff at the beginning, but we'll kind of go through, since this week we're just talking about our reaction to E3 and what we think about the games that happened. There's not much news, but I did see one thing. It wasn't too big of a deal, but I thought it was just kind of interesting that Microsoft is changing the layout of the box, the retail box for the Xbox games. And so, you know, how like it had the green line just right across the top on the middle and had Xbox there. It's just, they kind of switched everything up a little bit. I don't know. It's very similar. I guess it leaves just a slightly little bit bigger picture for whatever the art box, the box art is on the game, but it's really not that different. And I don't know why they would have gone ahead and done this.
I mean, I guess it's just changing stuff up for the, you know, make it look better for the new Series X, I guess. But yeah, like I said, it's not much of a change at all. Just a tiny bit different from the old boxes.
Yeah. Well, I do see one thing that, they had it on the old one as well, but it is a little more noticeable, is where they would, on the old one, it has this black bar under that says Xbox Series X and then Xbox One. Now it's a bigger font and a white spot so you can read it easier. Yeah. I guess since some of these games like Microsoft Flight Simulator is coming out, that's only Series X. Maybe since they're going to start rolling into more that are just for the series, they might be doing this to,
yeah, I'm sure,
you know, be a little more fair to a grandma buying a game, which I'm sure there's still going to be plenty of grandmas buying the wrong game.
Oh yeah, and no matter what they do, that's going to happen. So
yeah, but maybe that's might be kind of what they're thinking there, is just to make it a little easier to tell what you're buying for.
Yeah,
but yeah, so we're going to jump right into the press conference itself and just what we thought. And so the first thing that we started off big right there with Starfield and the trailer we got for it. And this is kind of what I was hoping was something big to start it off, to really get this thing kicked off. So what did you think of some of the Starfield trailer, Tank?
Yeah, I was super excited when they, you know, broke out and the first thing they talked about was Starfield, because it's something that's been teased and talked about for years. So when they came out, and, you know, we didn't get much, we got a theatrical trailer for it, which I thought was pretty awesome. We still don't know a whole lot about it, but from what we saw through the trailer, looks like it's going to be a lot of exploration in space and things like that. So I look forward to just kind of figuring out more about it and kind of seeing where they're going to take this to, because it was one that was definitely hyped. And when they opened the show with it, I was super excited about it.
Oh yeah, it looked good. It looked really good. I know it was just cinematics and stuff, but I think this could be possibly like in engine and stuff. But it looked, I think it is really like, this is what the gameplay is supposed to look like. I don't know if it'll get like trimmed down by the time we get there or anything to make it work a little better. But no, it looked incredibly good. And they gave us that release date of 11/11/22, which is exactly 11 years after Skyrim came out. And they had that big deal about 11/11/11. And they might have been hoping for 10 years, but with COVID and everything.
Like, yeah, well, you know, they made big emphasis on how this game's been in, you know, been in process for so long because they were waiting for the technology to catch up to what they wanted to do. So I do think it's going to look amazing just because now they have that, you know, the power with the new systems and everything. I think they're going to make it, you know, that trailer is going to be more telling as to how the game looks than we actually think. Because I think they're going to use all the power that these new systems have just to push this game out and make it what they've expect it to be. So I'm looking forward to see some more on this within the next year or so.
Oh yeah, same here. Because we still really don't know what it is. It's kind of funny. It looks a little more, it's futuristic for sure, but just it looks more based in reality than most of Bethesda's games.
Yeah.
And then we moved on into Stalker 2. And Stalker is a game I had never played, so I don't know much about this one, but I know a bunch of people were pretty hyped for this, and it looked incredible.
Yeah, I was about to say I never played Stalker either, but this trailer hooked me in. Like I would play this game just based off of the trailer they showed and what they talked about at the actual showcase. It really pulled me in. It looks like something that, you know, it's a first person strategic shooter that looked like it would be right up my alley as far as something that I would really enjoy. So they did a great job when they showcased this one, because it definitely drew me in to want to play this game.
Oh yeah, it was so much detail and everything. It was just like, I liked how it was all in Russian, and just really gave you that vibe. And then it was just kind of random, like everybody was around a fire most of the time and kind of intense.
And flashbacks.
And then he talks to this random guy that just starts dancing like to classical music. It was pretty interesting. So yeah, that might be one I'll definitely jump into. I will probably download all these games that we're going to talk about at some point and just try them out.
And just to add something too, both these games, what really got me hyped just at the start of this thing is both of these first two games that were shown, both are Xbox Game Pass day one titles. So I was like, dude, this is really adding that. I mean, as we go through the list and go through the whole E3, there's a huge list of day one titles that are coming to Xbox Game Pass that I was super excited about. But when Starfield, you know, came out and then it said, you know, say first day available on Game Pass, and then Stalker 2, I was like, dude, yeah, this is going to be sick, because there are going to be so many games that are going to be day one playable on Xbox Game Pass. So that got me really excited to start off E3.
Oh yeah, it was great to see how many games. I think there was 30 games shown, and maybe like 26, 27 of them are
like that,
all Game Pass. So that was pretty incredible. So the next one we go into is from the creators of Left 4 Dead, that is Back 4 Blood. So I never played a Left 4 Dead game, but I know the people that were into these were really into them.
Yeah, and this reminded me a lot of, I spent a little bit of time playing Left 4 Dead. It's been a long time ago. But it definitely gives you that kind of just that chaotic, all kind of, you know, cliche zombie stuff with all kind of different things you can do through it. But it definitely looked like it was, you know, the gameplay was would be a lot of fun just based off of the gameplay footage that we got during E3.
Mm-hmm. And that had a lot of action going on. One thing I thought was pretty cool was how they had the enemy versus, like, where the mode where you could be the enemy.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, one person was like a giant zombie. And so I liked that too. And then we moved on into, they showed a little trailer of Contraband. And when this first popped up, I thought it was Indiana Jones is what I said, because it had a, like, it looked
it had
like
that
a,
feel. It had that feel to it for sure.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know what it was, but then they had that little chest circled. I thought it was like the Raiders of the Ark something.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, this is that. But no, I was completely wrong.
Yeah, but whenever this video or this trailer came through, it was a little short video, I had no idea what it was. I mean, people who I guess are fans or keep up with Avalanche or people that really enjoy that franchise or that org may have known what Contraband was. But when that played through and it said Contraband, I said, I don't know what this is. But I'm looking forward to maybe figuring out some more, because it's going to be another one of those, you know, Xbox Game Pass day one. So I'm kind of looking forward to seeing some more on that in the future, because we really didn't get anything besides just a little teaser trailer. So,
yeah, I have no idea what that could be. It used to be called, I believe it was like codenamed something else at first, but that's the official name now.
We went from Contraband, and then we got the Sea of Thieves trailer, and I was super hyped for this because I played Sea of Thieves. I wish I would have got into it, you know, when it first came out, because when I actually did start playing it, I was so, you know, far behind, and I didn't really have anybody to kind of take me through it and figure out the whole thing. But what time I have spent in Sea of Thieves is super enjoyable. You have a great time playing it. And then when I saw the Captain Jack Sparrow DLC or the update for Sea of Thieves, I was like, dude, this is going to be sick. It looks like it was a story-driven mode that you get to do in Sea of Thieves that involves Captain Jack Sparrow, Davy Jones, a lot of the characters from the Pirates of the Caribbean series. And it just looked like it's going to be a ton of fun to play. So I may have to try to get it back into some Sea of Thieves, figure it out a little bit just so I can do this playthrough on that.
Yeah, they did a really good job at making that really feel like it was just like a Pirates of the Caribbean movie.
Oh yeah, really? For sure.
It had the real feel of Jack Sparrow from the movies and films. They did a good job with that.
Yeah, no, I really, really liked their preview at E3. It was great.
Mm-hmm. And then right after that, they announced that Yakuza Like a Dragon was available the day of the presentation, so that makes all the Yakuza games available to play. So Game Pass is the place to be if you like Yakuza.
Yeah, that's your...
I've never tried them, but...
Yeah, I never had either, and then the little showcase that it had for Like a Dragon, I was like, what the heck am I watching? I was so confused. That is not what I thought Yakuza was at all.
Yeah, most of them were like a beat 'em up brawler kind of thing.
Yeah.
And that one's like a RPG, but it... That trailer was really weird, but it was not the weirdest, in my opinion, that they showed. There's another one coming up later that, my goodness, it was disturbing and just weird. But yeah, no, so Yakuza, that's another big get. And yeah. then it went into Battlefield 2042, and I missed the presentation of it earlier. Did you end up watching that?
Yeah.
Battlefield?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I watched the Battlefield presentation. It was really good. I mean, I haven't played a Battlefield game since Battlefield 1, I think, I don't remember which one it was, but I haven't played one in a while. And then this trailer just like got me pumped for it because it was the way that they showed everything. It just was so over the top and, you know, unbelievable things. You got a guy jumping out of a jet and RPG in another jet midair and then landing back in his jet. I mean, it was just so good. Like, it just gets you hyped to play the game. I was a little disappointed that, you know, it wasn't one of the day one Game Pass gets. I kept waiting after the trailer came through. I just kept waiting and said, please show, you know, day one Game Pass. But unfortunately, that was not. But I'm still super hyped for this game. It's gonna be a ton of fun. And I think Battlefield is really, really stepping up the game to kind of keep up with Call of Duty and Warzone. So I think I think it's going to be a huge release, and it's just going to take off once it's available.
Yeah, I never imagined it looked like this, but it looked really amazing. Like, it was all kind of just crazy stuff going on with weather effects and stuff that just changed the battlefield that's going on.
Yeah, I'm assuming that's going to be like the... I may be way off here, but the storm that was showing, you know, during the trailer and everything, I'm assuming that's going to be like an actual storm, like in game, like it would be like if you play an Apex or Warzone, you've got a storm you've got to stay away from. I'm assuming it may be something to do with that, like a mode that has like a battle royale or that a battle royale feel, where you have a storm that you're running from, or I know it's 2042, so it may just be that the earth's ending and that's the part of the storyline, but I think that would be kind of cool if that the storm that you have to stay out of near, you know, mid battle is something like that. I think if they have a mode where you do that would be pretty insane, I believe, because that storm looked intense on camera or on video.
Oh yeah, and that was all pre-alpha footage.
Yeah,
so I don't know like what it's going to look like when they get ready to show that full time.
Yeah, and there's just one other thing about Battlefield is there were just so many vehicles. Like, from the video, it looks like there's going to be so many vehicles that you have access to that you're able to control and use in-game. So I think I'm really looking forward to that, because the vehicles in games like this make a huge difference, especially with, you know, big team battles like Battlefield does. So I'm really looking forward to this coming out and getting into some Battlefield play. We only have a few months for that one too, so that's good. October 22nd, I believe.
Yeah, I'm pumped about that one. And it'll probably come to EA Play, so it'll be on Game Pass eventually. That'll take.
Yeah, it'll get there. Just not a day one get, unfortunately, but can't expect them all to be, I guess.
Yeah. And then we moved on into 12 Minutes, and this is, I don't know much about this one. It's an indie game, and you know how much I like indie games. And so that one will be available on August 19th. You just kind of relive the same, well, not relive, but like it's like a 12-minute loop.
Oh, yeah.
And a bunch of different things can happen.
Yeah, yeah. I was sitting there in my mind trying to play back through E3 and trying to remember which trailer it was, but I remember now. We didn't really get much info on it. You don't really know, you kind of know the basis of what it, the storyline is, but you don't really know how it plays or what you do or anything like that. So I guess we'll see.
Yeah.
The, another one that I know a lot of people were excited about was Psychonauts 2, finally getting a release date, which was August 25th. And they had a trailer of that. And I've really got to jump in and do play through Psychonauts 1 because the gameplay trailer and the, theatrical cinematic trailer for Psychonauts 2 looks super good. So I'll have to jump in and play the first one just so I can get ready for this one at the end of the summer.
Yeah, I actually started playing the first one. I played about an hour of it this past week, just kind of wanted to jump in there and get ready for this. So yeah, that one looked really good as well, but we'll know more about that. It's been 20 years, so who knows what all has changed. It could probably feel like a completely different game.
Yeah.
I'm ready for that one as well. And then they kind of went on into talking about some Bethesda games that were coming, and they added 10 more Bethesda games the day of the event. And so that... We won't go through all those, but like some of the older Fallouts, and older Doom, Dishonored.
Yeah, Wolfenstein 2, I believe.
Yeah, and so like they added those, and that's always...
Yeah, I mean, honestly, that was pretty big news, especially for Bethesda fans, that day, you know, when they saw that 10 more games were available for people to play, so that was actually pretty huge. I mean, a lot of people, they're older games... But if you're a fan of those games, or if you've played those before, or you've played some of the newer ones and you'd like to go back and play the old ones, that was pretty big news just because you're able to get that many more on the same day. So I thought that was pretty sweet the way they did that.
Yeah, and a lot of people I'd heard were kind of disappointed that Doom 2016 wasn't on there.
Yeah.
And so that one was added too, and people were happy about that.
Yeah.
Or most people were happy. Some people were still like, well, I don't know why it wasn't there in the first place.
Yeah. They also talked about the... what is it, Doom Eternal, that they've optimized for the Series X and S with, you know, 60 up to 120 FPS, I believe, and everything through that. So those Doom Eternal fans that actually have the new system should be super excited about that.
Yeah.
We also talked about Fallout 76 in the Bethesda section, talked about the Steel Rain and the pit updates that are going to be available this summer, or Steel Rain is going to be this summer, and then the pit Pittsburgh themed expansion is going to be in 2022. But they talked about that and had a trailer for Steel Rain that looked pretty awesome. I wish I would have played Fallout 76 a lot more. We played it a good bit, but we were so far behind and you know, didn't really take the time to super jump into it and kind of work our way through it. But what we played, we probably had, how many hours you think we had in 76? 20? Maybe somewhere around there.
Yeah, something like that. Especially you and our other buddy we play with.
We probably had at least about 20 hours, which was a fair amount. Just, but on a game like this, you need so many more hours to actually kind of get in there. I would still struggle, you know, remembering all the controls and everything in that amount of time. Because when you swap from another game to this one, it's got some pretty clunky controls that you have to try to remember, but this new expansion that they showed at E3 was really good from a theatrical standpoint. So I'm kind of interested to see how people like this release. Is going to be out on July 7th.
So yeah, the next thing that they talked about was the Elder Scrolls Online, and just they mentioned that it has like 18 million players playing in it right now, and that it's just growing really big. And that more story content was coming soon. So they didn't spend a lot of time here, but they were just really boosting that and just talking about how it's a growing community there and still thriving.
Yeah, I didn't realize that the Elder Scrolls Online community was that big. I mean, I know that Elder Scrolls in general is huge, but I didn't realize they had that big of a community presence for Elder Scrolls Online. So that's actually pretty awesome to hear. So I'm glad that they've got that going. The next thing that we kind of saw in, you know, in order of E3 was one that I was super excited about because I've never played it because it's never been available on Xbox, but it's one that I've watched a bunch of videos on, and it can be, you can have some hilarious moments of playing this game, and that was Party Animals. Is where you get to play these, pick these different animal characters, and you're trying to compete to try to throw each other off of the, out of the arena. And some of the videos I've watched are just so hilarious because the movements and stuff from these little animals are so funny. So I was really excited to hear that was coming, and that'll be another first day. Well, it'll be coming to Game Pass, so it'll be first day on there. So I was super excited about that.
Yeah, it's got a bunch of those ragdoll physics, so that'll be...
Yeah, no, it was nice.
Those are always pretty funny. And then a game that they talked about next, I was really excited about, and I've been waiting on this to come to Game Pass. I don't know if they'd ever said it was, but I just assumed that it would. And that's Hades, and it's a roguelike this past year. People were putting it up there with Game of the Year kind of contention. And so I've been really excited to play this game, and I'm glad it's coming to Game Pass. So I'm jumping to that. I don't know if you have seen that one too much.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't until E3. I mean, I'd heard of it, but I'd never actually seen any gameplay or stuff. So seeing the gameplay was kind of, you know, it looked pretty interesting for sure. And it obviously is a really good game based off of, you know, what critics and what players have thought of it so far. So that's, I think it's a good get for Game Pass for sure.
Yeah. And then the next one we saw was Somerville. Somerville, and it looked really interesting. Like, it reminded me of a couple of different games. It was like a mix in between the game Inside, and when I thought of it, I thought of the game called Limbo, but I went up and looked Limbo up, and it wasn't like I remembered it. So it was a little different, but it was a side scroller. And so, but this game looked like aliens were coming and a bunch of crazy stuff was going on with this family.
Yeah, the game you mentioned may be the one that I'm thinking about, but it looked like it would be like the sequel to, I don't think that was the name. I don't think Limbo.
You might be thinking that Inside. I played it a little bit. I think it was a Games of Gold game, or maybe it might even been on Game Pass.
Maybe that, because I mean the artwork and the, you know, the atmosphere of the game looked, you know, identical, except this time instead of playing a little kid, you're playing, you know, a grown man and a family. Apparently your family's with you some, and you're the father trying to navigate your family through this alien invasion. But, you know, the atmosphere and the artwork of the game looked identical to the game I'm thinking about, which I'm guessing it's Inside. That doesn't sound right, but I'm guessing that's the one I'm thinking about. But yeah, it looked very interesting.
Yeah, and the end of that trailer was freaky. I don't know, it was like something in the basement. Kid was the only one that noticed.
Yeah.
But then it went right into some really big news, and that was more on Halo. Yeah. So it kind of, like, officially they said it was coming out this year, and they gave us a little bit of footage from, like, a little more story footage. Just kind of talked about how Master Chief is separated from Cortana and kind of has this new AI. That he's going to be AI partner that he's going to be with. I don't think I ever finished playing through the last Halo, so I'm not quite caught up with the story. And so, but then we got a real good look at the multiplayer, and this, it looked incredible.
Oh, dude. Yeah, we definitely knew that we were going to see some Halo Infinite news and some gameplay and some theatrical trailers and stuff, but whenever this actually came through and we saw the multiplayer playthrough, I was like, dude, this is, because I mean, we played so many hours on Halo 3, but it looks like it's just going to be, you know, just an amazing next step for the Halo franchise. And because, you know, they've kind of had some, you know, all the Halo games have been good, but they've had some that kind of fell flat, but from where they started at. So I'm hoping this game can meet all these expectations, and based off of what we've seen and kind of the way we're talking, this preview of it was so much above what we've seen before. So I think they're really gonna nail this one. I can't wait for this one to come out. Did we get an actual date? It was just holiday 2021, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it was just holiday. Some people I heard were worried about that, but I'm not too. That doesn't concern me too much that we don't have an exact date. But yeah, and I'm super excited that the multiplayer is free to play, because that'll be another game like that every now and then we have too many people for Apex, and so that'll be a good game to have.
Right, that'll be one I see us, you know, all of us that, you know, our buddies that we play with, really getting into, just because we used to play the Halo 3 so much. So I'm really ready for this one to come out, and hopefully it comes out, like you said, hopefully it actually comes out the end of the year this year. So I was super excited seeing some of the gameplay, and especially the multiplayer playthrough from that. So
yeah, and then we moved into Diablo 2, and this was you know, I was pretty excited for this. Me and my cousin played Diablo 3 a good bit back in the day, and this was Diablo 2 was a little before, like, I didn't have a PC or anything I could play on when that was a thing. So I was excited for this, but then it's not on Game Pass, so I don't know if I'm excited enough to buy it.
Yeah.
Probably not, because
it was.
I have all this other stuff to play.
It was pretty cool. Like I've never played any of the Diablo games, but that 8-player co-op mode that it showed looked like it would be pretty sweet.
It's fun and addicting. Very good game loop.
I'm sure.
To those, it just makes you want to never stop playing.
Yeah. The next one, which the story, I mean, the trailer that we got, I thought was really good. Like, it just kind of leaves you wondering, like, what the heck is going on? What is this? And that's A Plague's Tale Requiem. I've really got to get in and play I'm assuming the first Plague's Tale is still on Game Pass. I can't remember if that was one that we said got taken off or not.
No, it's on there. I checked right before we started this, because after watching this trailer a couple of times, I was like, well, I'm going to have to go play that. Because
I've watched the trailer for the first one a couple of times and downloaded it before, but just never took the time and actually jumped into it. So I think after seeing this trailer for this one, I'm going to have to go play the first one, kind of get that backstory and get ready for the second one that comes in, you know, 2022, because the trailer for this was amazing. I thought they did a really good job with the trailer. And it looks like the story behind this game is going to be really good. So I was excited when I got to watch through this one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a good one. It was just a little freaky with all the rats, but
yeah, a little freaky for sure.
Then it moved on into some Far Cry 6, and we have seen plenty of Far Cry 6 at this point. It seems like they've, I don't know, just a bunch of different places have shown it. And, you know, it looks good. I haven't played a Far Cry since, I think, 3. You have Primal, I believe. But,
yeah, I had Primal, which I loved Primal. Primal was great.
Yeah, they're really good games. I just hadn't, I've just been playing other games. But that game was, the trailer looked good. My favorite part was the, like, gothic rooster that was attacking people.
That was pretty good. The trailer itself was really good. Like I said, we've seen a bunch of gameplay and story footage of this game, but that main villain in this game, I really like. He's a pretty well-known actor. He used to play in a show that I used to really like, so seeing him as the main antagonist was kind of cool, and the storyline and everything looks like it's, you know, it's a Far Cry game, and it's going to be one that people are going to it's going to be a lot of fun to play. You're going to be able to do a lot of different things, so it'll be one that'll be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. And then it went into a very big change of pace. It went into Slime Rancher 2.
It was
a pretty good jump there, but you know, I've talked about the first one a little bit. It's an enjoyable game. It has that good, like, exploration, kind of getting your learning more stuff, growing your base, and just improving your character, kind of loop to it. And so, you know, I'll like I said, I'll probably download that one too at some time.
Yeah. Say this, getting into this next little part, you're gonna have to kind of, because I ended up missing a few, probably an hour's worth, or probably not an hour's worth, maybe 30 minutes worth of some of this that we're about to get into. So you may have to help me through. You may have to just kind of take me through some of what we saw. I did look back up and look up everything that was announced, but I didn't actually get to watch any of the trailers and some of these closer looks back at what we're about to see. Mm-hmm. But the Shredders game, I saw the trailer for the Shredders game. You know, we talked about these open world snowboarding extreme sport games. So it looks like it's going to be, you know, those games are always fun. So it looks like it'll be one that'll be fun to jump into and give a go.
Yeah, it looked pretty fun. It I think it was Ubisoft that had that other like extreme sport game. Yeah. It had all kind of stuff. Yeah, so I don't know.
It went top to bottom as far as extreme sports go. I can't remember what it was called. I saw the trailer.
It might not even be Ubisoft, but
I think it was. I think I'm pretty sure it was Ubisoft.
But yeah, no, that game looked pretty good. Maybe it'll be like what people remember. Like, seemed like people used to really enjoy some of those games, but snowboarding's kind of fallen a little bit since
the old 1080 game for the Nintendo 64 is probably a game that I spent more time on than most games that I played, because I used to love 1080. That was kind of one of the first games, that and Banjo-Kazooie, as far as the N64 went. That was some of the first games that I really, you know, got sucked into and captured by. So those snowboarding games, they're not as popular as they used to be, I don't think, but they're still a lot of fun to play.
Yeah, I'll definitely get that one too. But then we get into, you know, I talked about that weird trailer from earlier, and that there was one that was more weird, and that is Atomic Heart. This game it's like a action RPG, but my goodness, it is disturbing and weird, but I will probably play it. It had like mannequins and stuff charging him, like running at him, and robots, and people just like froze up in the air. I don't know what was going on, like some creepy old lady, and just it's really weird, but I bet it'll be pretty fun. I tried to look up and see what this publisher had made before, or Mundheart is the developer. No, Mundfish, and I couldn't really figure out. They had made one VR thing before, but it got shut down, so I don't know. I don't know anything about what that's going to be. It's just going to be very unique, I can say that.
Yeah, I haven't seen the trailer for this yet. So after we record, I'm gonna have to get in there and watch that trailer so I can see what I missed out on there, because I remember you telling me, you know, that it was insane, but I hadn't actually seen it yet. So I'll have to go back and watch that.
Yeah, it's yeah, for sure. And then it went into Replaced, and this was a 2D pixel art game, but it had some of the best pixel art that I've seen in a game. Like, it looks so smooth. Like, I don't know, like pixel art, you don't think of anything having weight to it, but like like the movements and stuff, it felt like the characters in this game had weight to them, and it looked really, really good. I don't know exactly what it is. It might be like a platformer, or there might be a little bit of combat and stuff. I couldn't really tell, but I just know it was incredible looking. So I'm gonna play that one, and let me see, when is that? That one is far in the future, so like a 2022.
Yeah.
So, but I'm sure we'll see more of that one at some point too. And then it got into something that me and you would both be into, and that is the Shroom and Doom update for Grounded.
Yeah.
So, people are just not into Grounded. I've been listening to a bunch of people that are like in the gaming atmosphere and stuff, and it doesn't seem like your more hardcore gamers like this game. I don't even think they give it a try.
Yeah, and, I don't get that, because I think anybody who actually plays this game and really kind of dives into it, I don't see how you couldn't. I mean, yeah, right now it's limited because it's still, you know, in making. I mean, this is still a game preview. Which I don't know how long it will be a game preview, because they keep updating and adding. But yeah, if you jump into this, if you really like, because I mean, I would definitely call myself a gamer, but I'm kind of on one side of the spectrum, to where I like a certain type of games and I like a certain few games, and those are really what I stick to. And for the hardcore gamers, I would think if you jump into this, then you didn't like it. I don't get it, because It's one that I've thoroughly enjoyed. We know we actually jumped into it for just a little bit again the other day. But did you see, I didn't see the, did they have a trailer that went with this new update? Did you see this photo of the brood mother?
Oh yeah. She was pretty, pretty creepy. It was one, I can't remember what kind of spider it is. It's one of those spiders that has like a flat back with like spikes coming out the side. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't know. I'd have to see it.
Yeah.
But I don't want to see it. So
yeah, no, it was pretty terrifying. And of course, Obsidian is, they made it pretty funny. Good trailer. Yeah. Like they always do.
That's definitely one I have to look up too.
But yeah, they were making like castles and stuff pretty much with, cause you can cut down mushrooms and stuff now. So that just adds to what you can make. But no, I hate that people aren't hyping this game as much as it, I don't feel like people give it the chance that it deserves, because it's a really good game.
Yeah, I think, honestly, I think it's going to get there. I think it will. You know, if I had no idea that it wasn't really being accepted as we would think it would be in the game community. But once people actually start getting into the game, especially when they keep adding more, because I know the first time we played it, you really couldn't do that much. Like, it was still pretty, you know, restricted to what you could do. And even since then, they've added so much stuff. So I think once they keep adding stuff and once more people jump into it and actually try it, that's going to be one that just takes off.
Yeah, definitely.
But another one that Xbox fans were super excited about, which was next, was Among Us. It's finally making its way to the Xbox. We didn't actually get a straight-up release, I don't believe, but it's
coming soon.
Yeah, it just said 2021. But if you don't know what Among Us is, then I don't know where you've been in the past year and a half, because it just kind of took over the world during COVID. But yeah, I played some Among Us on mobile. You know, it's fun on the mobile, but it's really restrictive and you can't chat and you got to type and quick chat and all that stuff. So I'm really excited that that's coming to Xbox. That way we can kind of get all our buddies in there and run through some Among Us, since we hadn't really had that opportunity to do that yet besides mobile. So
yeah. And then this next game is going to be one that you will have no desire to play at all, but I'm pretty excited about it. And that's Euden Chronicles. I believe I pronounced that correctly. But so this is a kind of spiritual successor to Suikoden, another JRPG series that came out. The original ones were on the original PlayStation. And so it's the same people that made that game a long time ago. And so it's going to be a lot like that, but it's a really good art style. But there's two different ones coming out. It's really weird the way they did this, is they announced this game was like a, not Kickstarter, but it's kind of like that, where it was funded by the fans. Yeah, and then crowdsourced. And so like that game's coming out in 2023, the main one, but they're coming out with a game before that. It's like an action RPG 2022 that's in the same world, which is really weird. Like, I don't think I'd heard of that one, but it's coming out before the one that was crowdfunded, so it's just kind of weird.
Yeah,
but I think those will be pretty good. And then they went, like, it was pretty quick right here. They went into another game called Ascent, and it's just kind of like a twin stick shooter looking game. And with co-op, I'm sure that one will be about what you expect from that kind of game. And then the next bigger thing was Age of Empires 4. So that one's coming out the 28th. That's on the PC, so I've never played an Age of Empires game, but I know people were pretty excited about that.
Played a mobile Age of Empires. I don't know if that's going to be the same type concept, but yeah, wasn't the game we used to play called Age of Empires, Riche? The mobile game? I'm pretty sure it was called Age of Empires.
Maybe so. It's sort of...
I figured it would be similar, same type concept, just more in depth. But another one that the next thing that we've got that people were pretty excited about was Outer Worlds 2. Was announced that it's official and it's in early stages of the development process. So we don't really have any idea of when it's coming, you know, no release date or anything like that, but it was announced that it is official and it will be coming. So for all you Outer Worlds fans that really enjoyed the first one, get really excited, because there is a second one coming. We just got to wait and see when it actually the launch day or the release date is going to be. So.
Yeah, that one could be a ways out, but that was probably my favorite trailer of the whole thing, just because it was so self-aware. I hate that you didn't get to see that one yet. But
yeah, I've got some catching up through to do back in there.
But yeah, it's just like it's like a trailer you would see for any game coming out, but they're just like telling you what's happening, and they're like, "We're only showing you this because we don't know what's happening yet," and stuff like that. And so it's pretty good. And then they went into Microsoft Flight Simulator, and that one's coming to consoles July the 27th, and it comes along with a Top Gun expansion. And so I'm really excited. I've been hearing about this game since it came out on PC and been wanting to play it on my Series X. And so unfortunately, like, this game is just too powerful to play on
the older
consoles. So, but I am excited that I'll get a chance to play. Maybe you'll get a new Xbox by then too.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. If the main thing is just finding one still, because they're still impossible to get, but maybe by then. And I know you're really excited about the next one, Fusho.
Oh, for sure. This is Forza Horizon 5. They stayed on this one this is one of the longer ones they stayed on during the presentation, and for a good reason, because this game just looked incredible. The graphics, it really, like, I, through the stream, like, I know it's not the best graphics on my super cheap TV. Yeah. It looked incredible. They showed pictures of the rocks and stuff beside the, well, they showed pictures of cactus and stuff since it's in Mexico, and they look like you could see the individual needles on the cactus. And then they showed one like mountainside thing, and it just looked like you were in real life. It looked better than real life. And so
enhanced version of real life.
Yeah, it really did. And the Mexico setting is, I think, perfect. It's very diverse. It had like jungles, a volcano, like sand dunes, like a Mexican town. Just looked very, never been to Mexico, so I'm going to assume it looks authentic. So
yeah,
but no, it looked really good, and they focused more on adventure and stuff, which is my favorite part of the Forza Horizon, is just kind of exploring, and they kind of like really dug into that. And so I'm excited to play this one. And that one's not, like, it is this year, November 9th. So it's not the longest wait either.
Yeah, it's not very far, not very far off. And then they also talked about the Battle Royale mode, the Eliminator, which is going to be available with Forza Horizon 5. And we've known about the Battle Royale mode for Forza for a while, but I just think it's such a cool idea, you know, since Battle Royales are so popular nowadays. Of them taking it and making a battle royale in Forza Horizon 5, I think is just, it's so cool. And hopefully it's, you know, as fun as it looks these different modes they have.
They have an Eliminator in Horizon 4, but I had never jumped into it for whatever reason.
Yeah, see, I didn't even know that it was actually available for Horizon 4.
Yeah, I don't know if they're similar or not, but then they showed at the end that the thing that is, I know it's new for sure. It's like a creation mode where you can make your own challenges and stuff. And like they were jumping off little like trampoline kind of stuff and flying through the air. Yeah. It looked pretty cool. It looked like it was these Hot Wheels. It looked kind of like Hot Wheels stuff going, like, you know how you make the tracks, do the loop-de-loops and like are way like up in the air and stuff. It kind of reminded me of that.
Yeah, I think with what all they're packing in this game, this is definitely going to be the largest Forza download as far as game size goes, because they've packed some content and some graphics into this game. So it'll be one that will definitely jump into because, I haven't spent a ton of time on Forza Horizon 4, so this will be one that I'll be looking forward to jumping into and giving some time to.
Oh yeah. And then the final thing they showed was a new game, a new IP called Redfall, and it's from the same developers that do Dishonored and Deathloop, and that's Arkane. So this game it was just really a CGI trailer, and it had a lot to do with vampires and like shooting them, and this you had four different heroes, and they all kind of are very, I wouldn't say stereotypical, but like very strong personalities, I guess. You could really fit them into each other little boxes of a very distinct person. And so, like, they just showed them fighting these vampires and kind of did like a reverse, like how they got into the situation kind of trailer. Yeah. I don't know. It looked pretty good. I don't know much about it. So some people were upset that it was just a CGI trailer, but I'm fine with that. Like, it did seem a little weird that this was like their one last thing, that it was something that nobody knew anything about.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, and we still don't know like what kind of game it is exactly, but I'm not, like, they showed a ton of gameplay throughout the rest of this, their whole presentation. So I'm not upset about them showing a couple CGI trailers.
Yeah.
Sprinkled with them, because that was a big complaint from last year, their presentation, that it was just all CGI stuff. And so this year they really showed a lot of gameplay. So I'm not upset about one or two.
Yeah, I know. CGI things. I know a ton of in-engine gameplay and actual gameplay storylines or gameplay footage was shown, which was a really good change and an improvement from last year. So I know a lot of people were excited about that. But just to kind of recap some of the games that are coming day one this year, I'm just going to read through the list of some of these games that are going to be available on Game Pass day one. We've got Dungeons & Dragons, Dark Alliance, The Ascent, 12 Minutes, Psychonauts 2, Origami, Sable, Scorn, The Anachronism, Back for Blood, Age of Empires 4, Forza Horizon 5, Shredders, Halo Infinite, Hello Neighbor 2, and The Gunk. And that's all first day one playable this year. So, I mean, just that news there was just, you know, incredible. And just getting that many titles that are going to be day one this year. No, there's already no space left on my hard drive for my Xbox, so I'm gonna have to figure out something going forward once these games start releasing.
Yeah, I'm super pumped about it, and I'm sure that's not like that's a lot of their own games and stuff, and you know they've been pretty good about adding third party games along with that. So
oh yeah, no, that definitely won't be all we get. No, there's no doubt. That's just what has been announced, you know, guaranteed, but there'll be no telling what we get, you know, month to month. You know, when we always add and take away games from Game Pass, we'll pick up some third party games for sure. Yeah. And just looking forward to seeing what those actually may be.
Yeah. And so that's more than I can play just there. That's first party Xbox stuff. And so,
yeah,
that's really exciting moving forward. So what, that's kind of all that we had to say about the E3. I think it was a really good conference. I'd say it's one of the better ones I've had in a really long time. And so I'm happy to see everything coming. I'm glad that they did a good job, and just hopefully that'll get more people like into the Xbox ecosystem, and just that we can like have all these games that we can play together and stuff.
Yeah, I'm just super, super excited that Game Pass is, you know, being so pushed and so front facing and all this stuff, because that's kind of where the future is going from based off what we're getting here. You know, with out of 30 titles, 25, 26 of them being available on day one on Xbox. So, I mean, on Game Pass. So that was one thing that I was just super excited about for all of us, you know, Game Pass fans. That, you know, it's gonna, that just lets us know that our value for what we pay each month to be able to have access to this is just constantly going up and up and up. So being able to, once I started seeing these, you know, day one on Xbox Game Pass, I got super excited, just because that just showed that future is getting brighter and brighter for all of us subscribers to Game Pass. So that was one thing that I really took from it. Plus all these amazing games that are coming. So.
Oh yeah. And so like, that was a good bit of our time was spent just like looking at all that this week, but we did get to play some games as well. So what other games did you play this week, Tank?
I played a little bit, like I said, a little bit of Grounded, jumped into that, played it for a while, played some Apex. They actually, today when we're recording, the new rank split started for Apex. So I played a good bit today, you know, just kind of getting back into it. because I didn't play that much ranked last week. But I mean, last split, but the new split started today, so I'll probably be playing that a good bit for the next few weeks. Played some Rocket League, and then I downloaded two games for this week that I'm going to pick between them and see which one I wanted to talk about for next week. So stay tuned or join us next week, and you'll figure out what game I dove into and be talking about next week. So yeah, be looking forward to that. But yeah, besides that, I hadn't played a little bit of Rocket League, and then kind of did some research on some games that I want to play going forward for the next week.
Nice. Yeah, I played. I talked about a little bit of the games I played as well, but I also jumped into Wild at Heart again. Played a little bit of that, not much. Like I said, I played Psychonauts about an hour of it. Jumped into Grounded. We didn't play that long at all. It made me want to actually play it a lot more. So yeah, maybe I might wait till that new update comes out. That'll be one we'll probably talk about in the future again.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
And then some Dragon Quest Builders 2. That game's really interesting. Like it's not like the best game in the world or anything, but I really like it. But it's really hard for me to put down because it's, I don't know if it's just how they build the game. Like at the end of each quest you do, it seems like they're like, oh, thank you for doing this for me. Oh, wouldn't it be nice if we had this? And then like it says you completed the quest, and then it like leads you right into that next thing. So they like sit you on a cliffhanger that can immediately you can go into. And so it's just hard. Like a lot of games, you can get to a save point or just finish a mission, and then it's like, okay, that's a good stopping point. But this one is just like constant. I don't know if that's bad or good. That's just it's just a thing.
That's just how it is.
Yeah. And then we actually played some fun Apex in a while. We shamefully had to, you weren't quite on like a Smurf account, but you weren't on your best account. And we were playing in some silver ranked leagues, and I actually felt like I was good at Apex for once, playing with some real silver players at the end of a split too.
Yeah, so when you jump into ranked on a Smurf account late into the split, then you're gonna have some fun. And I mean, we had some decent games before that, but they just got me, even in regular lobbies, they've got me way too high on the SBMM. So I'm hoping that we can get in there and have some actual good games going forward too. I know I'll be playing a lot on this rank split, but yeah, we had some really fun games the other night.
We won 3 out of our last 4 games, so yeah. We're pretty good.
So that doesn't happen too often when all 3 of us play. When all 3 of us play, it's chaos most of the time.
We'll win 0 out of our 20 matches. We might get second in one of those, and the rest will be like bottom 3.
Yeah. Like
first out on drop. But no, that's all I played this week.
Yeah, see, I we had a huge week with E3. I was super excited about all the news we got. So if you saw the broadcast, or if you didn't, if you're listening now and you enjoyed what we talked about, make sure and go follow us on all of our socials. You can follow us on Twitter, Twitch, and Instagram at PlayOrPassPod. We're always posting stuff on there and streaming and posting clips and stuff. So if you enjoyed the episode today, make sure and go reach out and let us know that on our socials. And then you can also send us an email to playerpass.xboxgamepass@gmail.com.
So yeah, we'd love to hear from you guys, and also just leave a 5-star review and rating if you on Apple Podcasts, if you enjoy what you hear, and just let somebody else know and just help our community grow, and then we can reach more people so that we can just continue to grow this and really work together to help push Xbox Game Pass, just how much we love it. So I hope y'all had a good week, and we'll see y'all back here next week.
That's it. We'll see y'all.